Shit is nuts. There you go. Hot take. Given. I was watching that CNN feed for a while of an empty desk while people yell and occasional explosions and dude running in and yelling into a wireless lav for a while. It's just like, what? What? But hey, don't worry, the Olympics are going to happen soon, and that'll be a good time to bring everybody together. The world will be one in unity, athletic competition, except for all the people who aren't going. That stuff's been... I guess I'm not, like, following the Olympic stuff on a day-to-day basis, but, like... That sounds like the worst shit ever. That sounds like a bad situation. Sounds like that place is not going... Sounds like Rio's not in a great spot. Right now. It's been fucked for 20 years? All right, yeah. That's... I suppose it's true that I don't really know anything about how Rio is doing one way or the other beyond this. This is the first I've really heard. Looked fine in that Fast and the Furious movie. I don't know. Like, what? That... Except for the corrupt cop. Well, okay, all right. It didn't look great. All right. feels good to come out of a day a tournament winner, especially on such a prestigious weekend. Feels real good. Feels real good. Spent a lot of time in the lab. Nice to see it pay off. Someone stole Gio Corsi away from me. I don't know if I have enough hearts to get it back. God damn it. Hamster's all mine. That whole thing is impossibly stupid. Just the most fucking pointless, aimless... I've had Johnny V for a lot of hours. I think that maybe he's getting expensive in a way that means I'm gonna hang on to him for a while. He's just under a million. Meanwhile, y'all are collecting Pokemon. I'm collecting real people. And brands, I suppose. God damn it. All right, stoplight. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get... Brad ended up getting to like 1.6 million there. That's higher than any of the rest of us, I think.
Man, I don't give a fuck. I'm just playing whatever, man. Classics. Bray, I play some house. I play some Follow Me.
Oh, shit. That's some Philly shit.
That shit, man. Let's do it. I'm gonna...
8 to the 8 to the 8. Shea 45 Streets is watching. We're back next Friday. 8 to 10, you know what it is.
So wait, it's finally over. The affiliates have taken over the week. Right here on the Streets is watching on Shea 45.
They coming for my freedom. They wanna cut me Desert Eagle. A bunch of eagles I don't feed them. No, they gon' love me then they leave them. I was playing on a casino.
Go, merge in, merge in. I'm giving you all this room. Go, go, go. Stop fucking around. Yeah, now what? Now what?
What up? What up? What up? Splat Pro ahead. Live at headquarters. Headquarters. You listening to DJ Premier. Gets no gutter. Gutter.
DJ
That's right. Friday nights from 10 to midnight. It's on. It's on. It's on. It's on.
Leave no forensics for the detective to collect whenever I go ballistic. Ain't your holy
Get a gun and a badge and get disrespectful. I'll tell you why this shit is so stressful. Cause we've been going through it since we came to America on investment. Pick up a social studies book every time that they mention us. They was either enslaving us, trading us, or was lynching us. So what's the big difference? Whether it's a rope or a scope, the objective is to go out and hit niggas. Speaking this from the heart, I've been doing the knowledge. The seeing the slavery was never truly abolished. They making Uzis with dollars they can use for the colleges. What is this? This is the movements of street knowledge. The only thing we doing wrong is not fighting back. You ain't got the light to rap, but you know it's right and exact. How the hell am I wrong when your people been doing my people wrong for so long? That only got us the hope and the focus to hold on. God been killing us for so long. It can't go wrong. How we both wrong.
What else,
sir? I'm killing our babies. Fuck these niggas. Papa, papa, top.
If they shooting us, they probably get awarded. If we shoot at them, they popping us where they spot us. It's harder to live life. More conscious and like marauders. And focus on the problem of who can fix it in office. They're picking up a...
I'ma shoot the shit out of cinema. These bitches be bad as your sentiment.
Feel like looping the dirt, hear like ear till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz, but bit on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm going to block like a man on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mumra, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On guard, a touche, loop bait, cool as the undog. But I still feel possessed as a gunshot. Become as correct as a phone star. In the fresh pair of steps in my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are like,
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
We can't get home, man.
Sky high, I'm sky high.
We'll be right back. SiriusXM's Lithium. 90s alternative and grunge 24/7.
We've kind of been pigeonholed as America's premier party band, and there's much more to Van Halen than people know, or maybe care to know. I don't know.
Yep, America's premier party band. That's what I think of.
Now, a part of the Calgary Stampede, Chuckwagon History, Hoof and Nail Farrier Supply.
Finally, some current events.
A moment in time.
Calgary Stampede.
Was the first year
oh man, someone took Tim Turry away from me.
Named Kelly Sutherland made his debut as a driver of the Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby. Penalties cost the young driver the Calgary Championship that year, but he did celebrate as an outrider for Ralph Vegan's winning outfit. It was the start of arguably the greatest career in Rangeland Derby history. Between 1974 and 2002, Kelly Sutherland was to win the Rangeland Derby a total of 10 times, tying the great Dick Cosgrove in the process. He won the aggregate title a record 4 times after the Calgary Stampede adopted its
I like how small Chuckwagon Racing must be that when they talk about the past history of Chuckwagon Racing, you hear the same last name over and over again. It's just some fucking like 10 families decided they were going to ride fucking wagons in a circle around fucking barrels, and at no point did anyone stop to go like, no, I'm not going
to get the horse done right.
Your Calgary Stampeders take on the BC Lions at McMahon Stadium in Calgary on Friday, July 12th. You can visit .com and get your tickets today. Calgary Stampeders Football Club are proud supporters of the Chuckwagon Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Billy Melvin.
Hi, Billy
Chuckwagon Radio Network is highlighting Chuckwagon music during the Calgary
yes,
Stampede.
More Chuckwagon music.
Here's a song from Billy Melville.
What?
Hot takes to high stakes.
You fucking wrote a fucking Chuckwagon song? Damn, Billy Melville.
But the challenge shines.
Did you write this last night because you realized that there was no other Chuckwagon music?
Which outfit eats their supper first gets the best campsite. From the days of the 1800s all across the prairie lands to the racetracks of the modern day, Calgary to Cheyenne. Well, the old West has sure come alive. Still survives from the days of-
And welcome back to the Rangeland Derby from the Travelland Eye in the Sky, Truck Wagon Radio Network, Calgary Stampede GMC Rangeland Derby. My friends Dale and Karen Hunter out there in Didsbury, they're always regular listeners to the Truck Wagon Radio Network. They've got Fran and Greg Smith, some old friends with them today. So Fran
right.
and Greg, nice to know that you're doing well and spending the night with Dale and Karen. Enjoy it, and thank you all for tuning in to the Chuck Wagon Radio Network broadcast. You can interact with the Chuck Wagon Radio Network online. Visit chuckwagonradionetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments and suggestions or questions about Chuck Wagon racing. Well, we got a big thrill from the crowd here a little while ago. There's, a warren of jackrabbits that hangs around here at Stampede Park, and one made a trek around the track, and the gathered throng here got quite a bang out of that. These jackrabbits... they're here all year round, and it must be quite a thing for them to see 10 days of Chuck Wagon racing in their home. All right, guys, here we go. This will be heat number three. And, Normie, do you have time for heat number one yet?
No, I got heat number two.
Oh, you got heat two. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do, Normie. Wait till we run this heat, and then we'll pick them up for heat two. And hopefully we'll get one then, too. Light them up, guys. Heat number three.
Okay, heat three on barrel one is Ray Mitzwing, and he's driving for West Industrial Limited.
Off number two for the Wesley First Nation, it's Mike Vegan of Grand Prairie. Made the semis a year ago. I don't like his chances this year, though.
On barrel three, Aubrey Matawolo, driving for Cowboys Young Guns.
Off number four, Chad Pike of Cremona for Homes by Us Limited. And he's got 14 penalty seconds. That's pretty much got him out of contention, too. Heat number three for Eagle Creek
Who
GM.
Who cares? Heat
Eagle
number
Creek
three.
GM and
these
Metal
guys are fucking done.
To hear that word that love me for. Hey, this here jam wants one more. The little man felt ill at ease and said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter's voice rode down a hall. You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with one meatball. The little man felt very bad. The one meatball was all he had. Now in his dreams, he hears that call. You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball. One meatball. You get no bread with one meatball.
I don't know if this is better or worse than the song about Chuck Wagon racing.
Pictures, they documented the whole thing. It's over at live105.com.
You really want is liquor smoke.
Liquor smoke.
And all you really want is liquor dope.
Liquor dope.
If you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you.
Back.
What up? Stay solid, beloved. Your marketing game is rugged. I feel it the way you've been in wars, flashing your drawers. You've been a blue stacker, always kept a cool. You went platinum back as youngsters. We were slinging cocaine in dumpsters. Kept a wider leg, crazy bread on you. You was the truest. Anything other than you was foolish. You make a building move. Civilians is gone, they worship your spoons. Fiends was painting in pools. You made the news. Respected, profits protected. Read the manual, you richer. Not only in heart, niggas is witches. I bust my flyer for you. Let a nigga front, I retire shorty. And do the bid like a survivor slam.
Roman and Tosa and Kush. New niggas on the block slinging cook. Been around here for years, everybody know me. I can show you how a OG look. I take the grown man toast.
Boy, you got the Lucy Paul heads run wild. Hey, my man, you got some level. Rob G cutting it low. Let these cats know that when I chopped off my rocks, it opened up some next.
I do a for you, right, brother. The Indian, the soul man, I had to the white man, my grandfather. Step up, they could not write the fuck out. Come to the cookout, dirty bitch at the mouth. Run around like the plane about to crash.
Yo, the Riddler, money won't tickle up. We collect a lot, bigger dick, sex enigma. Pistol brutalize your stigma, stick box. Order from Pink Dot, MCs get stuck on 8 blocks. Airs all fucked to the same box. Take your co-op, take your brain on space. Co-op, talk screens like New York. Great hero, Jim Thorpe, how can I put it? Life is like video footage. Hard to edit, directors, they never understood it. True impulsive, my deadly corrosive dosage. Attack when you least notice, through explosive posters. I don't play, the rap suit. Play saute for the day, rule a zigzag, zig A. Leg, arm, head, spread like plague. We drink in the sea by the check. I got the golden egg plus the goose. 80 proof, absolute, mix with crack, raggy, fuse, juice. Dancing boost, I got your neck in the noose. Keep my money wrinkled, the rap spot twinkle. Killer instinct, 16 bar Nico, sell more copies than Chico. Go like a fetus, with no hands and feet to defeat us. Then we return like Jesus, with the whole world need us.
Appetite for destruction, slap a murder rap on this production. I touch something, trust nothing. Iron lung, twisted metal. I see him ducking, my dark gun, busting from every angle. Worldwide, total carnage, the sickest flow. That be cold name, Agent Orange, killing you slow. It's only right you pay homage to those that's about to blow like that shit up your nose. Solid as a rock when I strike target. Rebounds, screaming on you like a drill sergeant. Rebounds, got me where I wanna be right now. Don't know the time, check the hour on your sundown. Watch me shine, jump off a cheap line. Each line be on point when I speak mine. On behalf of my crew,
thank you.
status. I don't wanna see you with a carriage, living average. I wanna do my thing so we be established. And I don't want you rocking a fairy. Girl, I wanna give you carriage till you feel you a rabbit. Anything in your path, want you can have. Walk through the mall if you like it, you can grab. Total it all up, put it on my tab. And then tell your friends all the fun you had.
Tell me what you want from me.
Looking at Shada in the 600, ain't no smoking cigar. Come over here, I think I see your baby bada. Here go the number to my casa. If you in the rush, you call me mañana. Whatever you need, girlfriend, I got the whole enchilada. Just the way you like it, based for me, you papa. Girl, I can tell you it's meant for me. I can tell by the way you were sent to me. While I'm on tour trying to make them centuries. And they ask who you mean, you better mention me. If you don't, you know you got a problem. Want no beef, girlfriend, don't start it. And it just so happened that I'm seeing cat, cause you messed up a lot just trying to be fast. And I ain't gonna ask who smashed the E-class. Pull up to the rib with the whole front crash. Man, you wanna laugh, good thing that's the past. If you ever lie again, girl, that'll be your last.
Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you
doing these things for you. You did things for me, you wouldn't believe you did. That's why I always wanna keep you here. In a year or two, girl, I can see you with my kids. Girl, you make a thug wanna get a legal gig. It's only right we spend our lonely nights getting crazy biz till we awake the kids. Don't get too loud, got respect for your honey. To keep it all real, you come second to my money. And can you be my ghetto love privacy? Everybody love you, girl, not just me. And I know that you really care a lot for me. Wanna see you happy even if it's not with me.
Alright, that's funny that.
XM. All Nation.
From Killswitch Engage, and this is my takeover. So this next one right here, we all know the band Rancid. Everybody knows Rancid. Great, great band. I'm a big fan of them, but it all started for me with Operation Ivy when Tim was playing for this ska punk band, which I guess is called Skunk nowadays. And Operation Ivy to this day are one of those bands that I can put on no matter what mood I'm in, and I just get a big smile on my face and skanking around my apartment or wherever I am. It's probably one of my all-time favorite bands of any genre. And again, if you don't know Operation Ivy, do yourself a big favor and check them out. This song is called Here We Go by Operation Ivy.
Like, that was a joke that some people fucking told the band, but... I worked with a guy that was tight or tightish with Tim Armstrong.
People, Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage here.
It's like when Rancid was first kind of breaking nationwide, I guess.
Doing a takeover here at Faction. So I'm going to bring it back to
a little
the
bit
UK,
before fucking punk, oy, Time Bomb and stuff like that.
Again, it's to me, punk that is along those lines is working class punk. The lyrics are different. They reflect a different kind of lifestyle. And I was never super into anarchy and panhandling for change, that kind of punk rock. As much as I love that stuff and I respect it, I was more of a working dude. So when I first got into oi and street punk, the business were one of the gateways for me. A friend of mine played the song The Real Enemy for me, and if you listen to lyrics, it is so badass. It's such an anthem of like coming together as the people, as the common people, to fight the real enemy. Check it out, man, the business, Real Enemy, so badass.
Yeah.
What's up, good people? Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage, and I'm taking over Faction, sucker. The Descendants. The Descendants have always been one of those bands for me that I admired so much because Milo, the singer, or primarily the singer, the guy that I sort of love his stuff a bit more than any other singer for Descendants or all. But Milo was always this presence, you know. I used to see pictures in fanzines of this guy with big, thick, black-rimmed glasses just looking like a total nerd, screaming at the top of his lungs, and I admired it so much I had to figure out who this guy was. And I looked up the Descendants and I heard this song, Suburban Home. I mean, just from the jump of the song, it's just sarcasm at its finest. And they're a great band too because they actually added sort of a romance aspect, a longing, that sort of sappy, like, song about a girl punk rock that seemed to work. And now tons of bands have tried to ape that and can't quite touch the style. I think the Descendants perfected that sort of sappy punk rock, and it's just a classic, man. Check it out, Suburban Home by the Descendants.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. Classified.
What's up, Faction? This is Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage.
Stop,
and this is my
talking.
Takeover. Alright, this next song, you know them, Black Flag. If you don't, you fail. The song
is
called Gimme,
shit,
Gimme, Gimme.
Got me.
Turn it up super loud because it's Black Flag, man.
Very
gimme,
insightful.
Gimme, gimme. Need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask for.
What's up, good people? Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage, and I'm taking over Faction, sucka. All right, this is a band out of Ireland, and Ireland had a really cool punk rock scene going on in the 70s. I'm sure they still do now, but for me, the 70s was a really crucial time, especially and with all the conflict that's going on over there. And Stiff Little Fingers are one of those bands that just nailed it. To me, they were like the Rage Against the Machine of their time. As far as lyrics go, whether or not you like Rage is besides the point. Lyrically speaking, they're a crucial band. And I think they were definitely inspired by Stiff Little Fingers, if you read sort of his approach to lyrics. And it's very, very protest and very smart political stuff. And this song is called Wasted Life.
I could be a soldier, go out there and fight to save this land. Be a people soldier, paramilitary gun in hand. I don't be a soldier.
I mean, it's kind of cool that the guy from Killswitch Engage is into music that's way cooler than Killswitch Engage. Right? I mean,
what's up, my friends? Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage here on Faction doing a punk rock takeover. I couldn't do this without mentioning this band. The current singer for the Dropkick Murphys comes from a great band out of New Hampshire called The Bruisers. The Bruisers are one of those, again, that sort of working class oi punk stuff that just gets me going. I can relate so much to the lyrics. And Al has always been a really super cool guy. Obviously, Dropkick Murphys are huge. But I love to remind him of his roots. And as a matter of fact, they are playing shows again, reunion shows. But the Bruisers, badass stuff. And this song is called Till the End. It's like you got to raise your pint glass and crank this thing up. Oi.
You're getting a bullet in your head.
Too much traffic. It's extra punk because the drums don't stay in time.
What's up, good people? Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage, and I'm taking over Faction.
Oh, yeah?
Sucker. Can't forget the ladies. Oftentimes in punk rock, we forget the ladies.
That same.
And without some of these badass women, punk would not be what it is today. So I had to add X-Ray Specs. One of those bands that just was so unique. They had saxophone, they had a quirky female front woman who just had like a really interesting energy about her. It wasn't seething, but you can hear some of the anger behind it. And this song for me is like this perfect like punk rock feminist anthem before sort of punk rock feminism was even a thing. Before all the Riot Girl stuff, she was one of the first Riot Girls. And this song is called Bondage Up Yours.
Yeah! What's up, good people? Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage, and I'm taking over Faction, sucker. One of my all-time favorite bands, a band that absolutely, I think, was probably the best band to walk the earth in about 1982, 1983. So I hear, and so I've seen from YouTube, but I've never witnessed the raw power of the Bad Brains back then. I've seen them a few times since then, and things have changed a bit, but HR, to me, whenever I'm on tour and I'm tired and I'm just kind of like over it, I can go back and watch the CBGB's performance in 1982 and be re-inspired, not just as a musician, but just life in general, watching HR's energy. All-time favorite band, next to The Clash, and this song, Big Takeover. As soon as this thing starts up, I just want to flip desks over and throw chairs out windows and just go absolutely nuts. The cool thing about Bad Brains is they've always had a positive message to their lyrics, you know, talking about God and Jah and, you know, smoking herb, all that beautiful stuff. So check it out, man. Big Takeover. Turn it up, man. Turn it up.
Traffic just sucks the life out of you, you know?
What's up, Faction? This is Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage, and this is my takeover. Had to throw these guys in from New York City, the New York Dolls. It's funny, when I was younger, I just didn't get it. The whole cross-dressing thing never really was my bag until I got into David Bowie, who actually really opened my mind to just listening to music regardless of the image, which sounds funny, but David Bowie always did that for me. So that being said, he sort of turned me on to the whole just frame your mind, and when I actually gave the New York Dolls a chance, they became one of my favorite bands. And it's cool because they have piano, they have a different, almost like a old school rock and roll sound to go with their little bit of a punk edge. And this song is called Looking for a Kiss by the New York Dolls.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Alright, made it off the freeway. It's huge. That's huge. That's huge. I don't know if I'm gonna watch any Evo this weekend. I just maybe like come Sunday night if I'm, you know, kind of hanging out.
I'll watch the finals for Street Fighter or something, but I don't know.
I kind of want to see some Tekken, but I don't know. Definitely not planning on spending the entire weekend sitting in front of a computer watching live streams. That's oh, I don't know, it's been so hot lately, man. It'll be too oppressively warm to do much else, who knows, but
what's up, good people? Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage here on Faction, doing a punk rock takeover, playing some of my favorite punk rock songs. I gotta close the show out with this band because, to me, they're the band that changed everything for me. And mixing reggae music and hip-hop influence and, you know, rock and roll, a touch of disco here and there, believe it or not. The Clash, to me, I mean, I got Joe Strummer tattooed on my arm. I'm a diehard for these guys. I love their old stuff, which is definitely a little more traditional punk, but I also just totally love as they embrace reggae and, you know, weren't afraid to sort of be a big rock band and get outside of the punk rock confinements and become, at some point, I think, one of the bigger bands in the world. And Joe Strummer's impact with his lyrics still, to this day, runs through my head and is an inspiration to me. But this is one of their older songs, Career Opportunities, and I love it because it's, again, it's about working life. I love that punk rock that's about working class stuff. So thanks for tuning in. It's been a total pleasure. And remember, you know, no matter what style of music you're listening to, you have to go back and find the roots. And even if you're a metalhead, you got to realize a lot of good metal comes from punk rock roots, whether it's the Misfits influencing Metallica or Motorhead influencing everybody across the board, including punk rockers and metalheads. It goes both ways, but you got to always go to the roots. So thanks for spending time with me. Hope everyone's well. One love and up the punks.
I'm gonna keep you up the dark. Now we are up, I'm gonna be the one that never knows.
I'm home, and I'm very excited to be here. Everybody have a good weekend. Yeah, that's all. I don't have anything else to add to that. I'll see you later.